On behalf of Nirmal Bang Institutional Equities, we welcome and thank Mr. Manish Desai, Head Corporate Finance, Voltas Limited, for giving us his time this afternoon. I request him to commence this session with his opening remarks on pre- and post-Diwali business sentiment. Post that, we can open the floor for questions. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. So, good afternoon to all of you. I'd like to give in brief segment-wise, how the Q2 was. Normally, we won't give the forward guidelines in terms of quarter three, but the news are anyway around us, so we can easily make it out where we are heading for the rest of the year. To start with, in the quarter two, since we announced the results almost a year back, so I'm not taking more time. And since this call is only for 45 minutes, I would like to spend more time on the question-answer session. To start with, on the cooling product segment, what we have seen in quarter two is because there is a volume growth of almost 24%, which means there was a demand from the consumer side. Although the quarter two and the mid quarter three is always surrounded by the festival sales, so there was a buying from the customers on both the front on a convenience and comfort, as well as looking into the festival season around. The channel partner also was very much optimistic this time compared to the last year. And they were positive in terms of keeping the inventory with them, maybe slightly in terms of higher number of days compared to what they normally carry. However, our channel check says that the almost inventory level with the channel partners was around 30 to 45 days, which is normal considering the festival season around. In terms of e-commerce, yes, we have seen a lot of festival sales being announced by the e-commerce players. However, if I look from the overall contribution perspective, since it is difficult to judge because of the marketplace, we can talk about only where we do a direct sale to the e-commerce players. Our contribution on the direct sale to the e-commerce players will be somewhere between 5 to 7%. Marketplace, the platform is available for them to source from anywhere from our channel partner if they find convenient to do so. In terms of our conversation with the e-commerce, because the data is not freely available, they confirm that what kind of market share we are enjoying offline, similar kind of market share we have in the online or the e-commerce platform as well. In terms of the market share, we have reported a 25.9% market share as of September or for the quarter ended September 2021. I would say that if I compare on the competition landscape, or if I want to analyze on the competition landscape, we have not seen any major change. One or two players here and there, but the top seven almost remain same what they were even in March and June quarter, June 2021. If I look from the category perspective, the inverter is now contributing even in excess of 60% in the split AC category alone. And what we have seen over the last 3 to 4 years, where the electricity is normalized and the metros and tier one, people are actually hopping upon on the inverter category of air conditioner, rather opting for a fixed speed. In fact, if you go walk down to any of the metro stations today or metro shops, probably the fixed speeds are not even visible on the shelf, which means the inverter is making inroads into metros and tier one in a very healthier way. On the industry perspective, we all know that the B level changing or level plan was there effective from January 2022, which has now been pushed by the 6 months, and now it will be effective from July 2022. Although industry represented for a deferment of 1 year, however, the ministry has considered for 6 months and take a cognizance of further review when we come closer to the deadline of implementing this revised star of the energy efficiency star labeling. On the this is what I need to say about the CP segment. One more thing about the PLI, let me cover that because it's applicable to the industry as such. PLI, we have now the government has announced the winners, or I can say the participants, put under the PLI scheme. You must have seen that almost all players in the industry, including the manufacturers or OEM, kind of like Amber, Dixon and all have actually applied for the PLI scheme to get advantage on the component side. Only a surprise to us is the LG and Samsung, which we didn't find their appearance or their application into the PLI scheme. Most of the components are being common under the PLI between manufacturers. The only difference I can say about Daikin and Panasonic, which they've added compressor as well as a part of their PLI, part of their backward integration plan. Voltas also have been part of the approved PLI applicant, I can say for that matter.
I know.
We have applied for a components like cross flow fan, plastic molded components, and the heat exchangers, which are you find common among almost many players. We have already made another application as well under the joint venture for a compressor, but I would not like to comment more about it because it is pending for the necessary approval at the FDI and then at the ministry level. So this will cover up the UCP side or the cooling product side. I'll try to add the Voltbac as well in this. Voltbac, the performance, as we always say, we are not comparing with the last year because category has to grow manifold, considering or keeping in mind the objective what we have by 24-25. At the end of September, we already had around 3% market share, close to 3% market share, both between refrigerator and the washing machine, which means that we are inching towards our objective of 10% market share by 24-25. If the thing continues, we are hopeful to get into the 10% market share because although pandemic situation has created some kind of a delay in our plan, however, we have not changed our internal objectives to come closer to the or what we kept for ourselves for a 10% market share by 24-25. In terms of the production strategy or the indigenization for the Voltbac product, in the current year, we are expanding our refrigerator facility to have the frost free also getting manufactured for the same plant where we have the current setup. The all frost free will not be done from the same factory. We are today currently targeting 300 liters because that consists still today a larger part of the volume, which means that about 300 liters will continue to be sourced outside or may not be or continue to be sourced outside from India. In terms of the washing machine, we already initiated or commenced the commercial production of the top loaded washing machine where we find that there's a good amount of validation we can do it, which means that even for top loaded, you have a more share of the indigenization compared to what otherwise getting sourced earlier from the OEM or through import measures, which means that only the top front loaded automatic machine, washing machine will continue to be sourced from the outside India market, given the fact that the volume is not so, given the current scale at the or the current volume what we have. However, the possibility is still there. We can tie up with some of the OEMs to have the similar way which we have done for semi-automatic washing machine, we can do for front-loaded as well, if you are saying the demand is setting up at a higher scale volume. So this is what I have to cover on the UCP side. If I go on a project business, you all know the we always keep on saying that we should not measure the project profitability quarter on quarter, and it should result, we should look into the year end as well, because a lot of projects are maybe getting closed or getting added. The executions and all, the challenge remains on the ground on a quarter-on-quarter basis. The quarter two, if I want to highlight about the quarter two performance, more importantly, it was a mix of the slow execution because of the intermittent rains and the weather situation in domestic market, and coupled with some kind of aggressive provisioning policy which we normally follow for our international as well as to certain extent domestic projects as well on account of delayed certification or delayed collection of the receivables. So, however, if I look from the last year, we improved on a similar period basis. On a sequential basis, it was not so great quarter compared to quarter one of the current fiscal year. However, when we go to the balance period of the year, we are hopeful that we should, although we may not touch to a 5.5 or 6% trajectory, what we normally used to guide for, but we should inch up towards towards a better one compared to where we are today. In terms of the order book, as we all know, the government has started announcing the project in a very aggressive way for the infrastructure project. So we hope for that. Although the first two quarters was not so great in terms of the booking of the orders, but things will improve as we move to the as we move in the future. So this is what I have in terms of the project. In terms of the segment C, I would say that just a minute. Sorry, guys. On a segment C, both verticals, sub-verticals of textile machinery and the mining construction has really performed well. We have seen good amount of capital machinery both at the front of textile for a spinning machinery as well as in the mining construction sector for the crushing and spinning equipment. In terms of sector specific, we all know that the government has announced the PLI scheme for the textile machinery, for the textile segment as well. And we're hopeful that that should further boost or strengthen our spinning business and even opens the door for a post-spinning as well, wherein we have a participant, where we are really participating with the various foreign players in the post-spinning segment. So this is what I have to say on the opening remark. Balance sheet continues to remain strong in terms of the investments, in terms of the cash and cash equivalent. And whatever we are planning to do or carry out through a CapEx plan, or investments in the joint ventures, if need arises in the case of large new back, probably we should be able to do it through our normal internal accruals rather resorting for any other kind of source of borrowing or source of avenues for the same. So this is what I have to have, this is what I would say in terms of the opening remark. We can open this platform for question answer session from the participants.
Thank you, sir, for your opening remarks. We will now open the floor for questions. I request the participants, if you wish to ask a question, please use the raise hand function or just comment directly and ask a question by introducing yourself and your company name. As the question queue assembles, Mayank, would you like to start with your questions first?
Yeah, hi Manish sir.
Hi Mayank, hi.
Yeah, sir, first question is on the price increases. Last, in the conference call, we had highlighted that further price hike is inevitable. So, have we taken more price increases after Diwali, or we are planning to do so, or what is the situation now?
Mayank, generally after festival season, the industry goes or the season or the industry goes on a lull period. And in that time to increase price increase will not be effective. And that's why we are still contemplating to increase the price, but this is not the right period in order to do so. But if I look from the year on year perspective, from the last year, September to current year till date, probably average 13 to 15% price increase been already announced by us. And when we say announced by us, I would say that almost all players have followed the same kind of increasing trend because of the increased input cost, which was the price hike was inevitable, what we already said during the conference or during the initial investor call. So we did kind of price increase between 13 to 15% across all product categories in a phased manner. And what we have observed in the industries, there was a time lag of 25 to 30 days. Before the competitions also has announced a kind of price hike. Being leader, probably we have taken the initial step into this, but probably it has not still impacted our market share, and we still continue increasing our presence through our channel partners as well as in the minds of consumers, be a value for money kind of product.
Okay. And sir, on the project business, sir, we have seen very muted ordering in this particular quarter. So order intake has slowed down, whereas we have hearing the commentary that from the government there is an infra push and all, the order intake should have actually increased. So what is the reason?
Yeah. So what is happening, Mayank, is the government is announcing the project in a bid. So in a project ordering, since the Voltas will be a largely a subcontractor because our job is involved MEP and HVAC related work. So what happens is government may announce 10 projects inviting the bid for it. The entire project, from the bid perspective to the award of the project itself, goes into 6 month cycle minimum. And then when it gives, hands over to the main contractor, then we'll find out to do a subcontract work to the players like us, Bajaj, and other industry players for that matter. So obviously, that's why I said the first quarter was largely a lull period. So what you're seeing in the order book, you're seeing in the books of the main contractor. Yes, because that actually they have now been in the process of allocating this order book to a subcontractor or to carry out the execution. So that's why I said, Mayank, that the subsequent period should see some kind of good amount of growth in the order book.
Okay. And sir, on the white goods side, we had been hearing from a lot from the global players like LG, Samsung, that there is chip shortage in the production of high-end washing machine and all will be impacted. So how is the situation now in terms of availability of the semiconductor chips and all?
See, Mayank, if I look from the complicated or complications in terms of the PCB, the product in which we are using currently, I won't see any kind of, yes, we do have a challenge, but we do have a balanced inventory as well to take care of this requirement. Unless until, the situation is not improving when we come closer to the season. In fact, all players have started indenting the material much in advance. Now the situation, what we are seeing is many times, initially we had a constraint at the supplier's end. Now we are saying that the vessel, the congestion at the port, creating some kind of bottleneck in terms of the supply. But the overall situation is that the PCB, a printed circuit board or a controller for our category of industry or our category of product is not so complicated, and supply has been assured by the vendor suppliers as per the, I can say, the planning or as per the intent placed upon them. You may find some kind of delay, but not about, stoppage of anything for that matter. In terms of the automobile loan, yes, there is a there is a huge amount of work which should be done on the PCB, giving a lot of highly automation or highly features being added over there. If you look from the washing machine perspective, if I'm not wrong, now washing machine PCB itself started getting manufacturing in India. So dependence on the overseas market is anyway getting reduced. Some of the components here and there may have challenges, but I won't see a major challenge like what we are seeing in the automobile today extending to the consumer appliance industry.
So you are saying that for the whole industry, this will not be a major challenge for the Indian market?
Yeah, I am not seeing it currently because I have not seen any player today, the way in which automobile making UN cry. I'm making UN cry such a loud way in terms of the, I never saw any article or even my, during my own industry discussion with them that any player is cutting down the production just because the PCBs or the components are not on.
Okay. Thanks, sir. I will get back in the queue.
Yeah, no worries.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants to ask a question. Kindly use the raise hand function or just comment directly and ask a question by introducing yourself and your company name. Mayank, if you have more, please continue.
Yeah. Sir, on the PLI side, so now we have seen the outcome of the PLI that a couple of MNC names have applied for compressor and LG Samsung has not applied. My question particular to you is that, for example, now you have also been talking about having a compressor JV. So 3-4 years down the line, your import content or the work that you give to contract manufacturer would come down to zero, or like what is the scope of reduction to the work that you give to the contract manufacturer?
Mayank, we are not talking about a stagnation of the volume, right? All industry players are factoring even close to 10% of CAGR growth in the subsequent period of 5 years. which means that my volume will certainly about to increase. At the same time, yes, had not been this backward integration or a PLI, I would have given the entire volume orders, what I'm doing today, to a 3 or 4 OEMs who have been associated with me for a long. But now, in addition to that, I have a source of having a backward integration of my own in order to balance out my sourcing requirement. Basically, Mayank, the dependence on the OEM will come down, but it will not become a zero, because the, any of the player who is applied for a PLI as a part of the backward integration, I'm sure they are going on a selective capacity buildup, and not the, they are not building up for the entire volume, because you have to have a balance in your sourcing or supply chain coming from the OEM as well as on your own. And people are finding advantage under the PLI scheme in order to catch up on this, so that they can bring the effectiveness or efficiency in the supply chain. Largely, these players are being located in the northern side of the country, whereas the manufacturers are expanding now into south and west as well, because that market also contributing close to 30% of the air conditioner volume. It won't be feasible for us or any other player to move this component from north to a south and west in order to have the efficient supply chain. So in a way, Mayank, these are getting built up adequately to ensure that the tangibles and intangible benefits will continue to move. If I look from the VOTA's own perspective, we are going, not going to stop our dependence or the procurement from the OEMs. But yes, as I explained, if I would have not gone for this PLI benefit, well, the entire requirement would have been sourced through OEM. Now I have on my own source to balance it out with the OEMs and to prove to ourselves that can are we able to produce equal amount of quality product, and that too in a very cost effective way.
Okay, okay. So just one technical question. So for example, if you have applied for PLI for a heat exchanger, so suppose you are procuring the whole IDU or ODU. So if you applied for a component, going forward, that component will be in-house manufactured, and you will probably stop procuring the whole IDU or ODU from a contract manufacturer. Is that so we should understand? Because we are now into component manufacturing also. So those components are available to us. So we will probably be only taking more components and probably we'll making the IDUs in-house or ODUs, everything in-house.
So to give you my the perspectives, the ODUs will always be manufacturing in-house from last many years. And IDU also, we started investing in a mold the last 2 to 3 years with the two advantage or two things keeping in mind in order to have a B2 kind of product, because otherwise it become difficult to differentiate your strength, the brand strength in the minds of consumers, because all air conditioner indoors look similar when I try to compare with the competition. And second most important advantage is if I'm doing investments in the mold, which means tomorrow if I have to change any design in order to go advantage on a value engineering or any of the component resizing, I'll be able to do it with ease rather than having dependence upon OEM or anyone who has invested, who has carried out this investment on our behalf. So this is where we stand both in ODU and IDU. When you look from the components, when I say ODU is getting manufactured from very long time, which what it means is there are certain components in this ODU which are getting sourced from the OEM, and the final product is coming out from the factory plant. After this backward integration, we have that part of the components are also getting manufactured in our same location where we have a plant today, and then get the advantage on the both on the terms of my improving the supply chain as well as do my better inventory planning, because otherwise if I have dependence upon the OEM, my inventory holding time generally goes on a higher side compared to if I have to do and plan something on my own.
Okay, I will rephrase my question actually, sir. I got what you're saying. Suppose I am importing 50% of IDUs, or not importing, I am getting 50% of IDUs from a contract manufacturer now. So that proportion would go down to how much? That is what I just want to understand.
I'll give an answer to that, that my volume will not remain same what I'm doing today, because every player is capturing or forecasting at least 10% CAGR. So in absolute share of the total procurement, it may go down, but volume will not come down drastically.
Okay.
Thanks, sir. I'm not going to remain at 1 million. No? If I remain at 1 million, then what you're saying is right.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm getting to 1 million to 1.1 million, which means that do I have a capacity of that additional 1.10 million also being built up in my backward integration plan? No. Because as I clearly said, we all players are balancing it out in terms of their supply and the sourcing pattern. And that's where people like to take advantage. If I take from the Voltas perspective, even this PLI would not have come, the way in which we started investing in the mold 3 years back, we would have anyway started on this heat exchanger and the cross flow fair plan, maybe 6 to 9 months down the line. It's the only PLI who has accelerated our thought process into this, and we applied for the category as such.
Okay. And sir, on the Voltpack side, you had highlighted recently that the market share is almost 2.7-2.6%.
Closer to 3%, I said, right?
So, sir, any indication like from which brands we have gained market share in last, or how is the market share change, dynamics have changed in the market?
Obviously, it will go from the top four players, because unlike air conditioner, the air appliance market is not so fragmented. You have only four players who is contributing almost 80-85% of the volume. So, obviously, it has to go down from each one of them in a proportionate manner.
Okay, so basically, from each one of them, it has gone down in a proportionate manner.
Yeah. See, always when you enter into the industry, the larger one is about to lose more. And the below one, because how you price, how you position your product, that decides where we are moving.
Okay. And sir, as you said that you are having a JV with for compressor. Have we disclosed any capex for that so far?
Under the category, we have put around 350 crores as a part of the joint venture capex.
350 crores. So this is not part of PLI, right?
This is part of the PLI.
This is part of PLI.
And, this is part of the PLI, but as I said, the our application yet to be approved, because it is depending upon the FDIs and other stuff, other related aspects of it. That's why I said I will not like to comment more about it.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I will get back in the queue.
Yeah, no worries.
Next question we have from Mr. Nikunj Kala, Principal India. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hello. Good afternoon, sir. So my first question is on the compressor side. Sir, according to you, what would be the minimum scale which is required for the compressor to, you know, to make us economically viable project for us?
Nikunj, there is no calculation or there is no threadbare kind of formula to work it out at what scale we can do it. The biggest thumb rule is, if I even though today I produce 1 million, will it be a market for me to carry out this sale of 1 million? Because still the source of import is available for the local players. In that sense, the Voltas can only a player who can give a confirmed commitment to any of the manufacturer, because our volumes are increasing. If I had Voltas and Voltback, we have a bigger size or a bigger kind of volume game in order to play around. So from that perspective, I would say that Voltas tends to gain, because whoever comes in this line, including if our joint venture application getting approved, for us that will be a captive consumption for our own requirement. And even though we have to source it from GMCs in Haili, who is also applied under the compressor category, we should be able to give the long term commitment or a firm commitment on offtake of the manufacturing product, provided it meets the quality as well as on the cost effective side.
Okay, so 350 crore, which you mentioned. This would be your contribution to the JV, right?
No. It's overall capex plan for the JV. Depending on what share I'm getting it, it will be proportionately applied to us.
Okay, and technology would be provided by the other partner, right?
Yes. That's why we need those players with us.
Approximately how much would be the volume you are looking at this capex, 350 crore?
I would not like to, as okay. I said, I would not like to put more details in.
Okay.
Let's just get some.
You know, sir, this question was because, you know, while speaking to the other players and even the compressor player, you know, historically they haven't put the, you know, compressor plant in India. The only, the reason which we got was the scale is not there. you know, the kind of ACs which we are producing on a per annum basis, because in one of the comments they mentioned that, you know, minimum 5 million kind of a compressor plant should be there to make some kind of economical sense. Hence, you know, there was a question that 350 crore would be enough.
So today, if I were to go with your question on that, the compressor market in India, Nikunj, is, you want to take the air conditioned market with the pandemic situation, what we have seen, is even close to 6.5 for a 6 million. Then you have a 14 million market for the refrigerator. Then you have a half a million market for a commercial refrigerator, because the 13 million market, what I said, is about the room refrigeration or refrigerator, the household refrigerator. And furthermore, you have a half a million volume for a compressor, for the water cooler kind of market. So volume wise, I am sure that no one can cater or no one can give such kind of volume game to any player who wants to come and start the manufacturing over here. The question then comes over here is, how I compete or how I compare with the cost if I were to source it from the outside India. And in that process, if you recollect, the government of India has laid down the phase manufacturing plan, and they've clearly said that we'll be gradually increasing the custom duty for all the components. And when the custom duty goes up, along with this PLI benefit, what the government has announced, the objective is to bridge the gap today, what you have from the import sourcing vis-a-vis the local sourcing for that matter. And once the gap gets bridged, I am sure the all players will find economies falling into it or getting into it to in order to have the expansion of the capacity side.
Okay, got it, sir. Okay. Yeah, thanks a lot for your time, sir, and the input.
My pleasure.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, to ask a question, please use the raise hand function, or just come in directly and ask the question by introducing yourself and your company name. As the question queue assembles, Mayank, do you have any more questions?
Yeah, sir. One question on a slightly longer term horizon, how do you see the impact of this PLI on the total cost of manufacturing in air conditioners? So I am asking that from a perspective that how will it be, will it achieve that pricing parity with respect to the import? So for example, if I'm importing today or versus I'm manufacturing today, that pricing parity will be achieved through this, or will it stay, or the import from China would always stay cheaper? How do you see the scenario going forward?
Mike, I can see that alone PLI will not be able to bridge the gap. The phased manufacturing plan or phased plan what the government has announced, put together, it was certainly the aim of the government is to bridge this gap.
Okay. So,
and that's why he has now put the 4-6%, and with the every year increase of 5%, obviously the value, the advantage which the other countries are having, it will be getting merged or submerged into the local procurement.
Okay, so that means, sir, that achieving export, the government is targeting export from PLI also, will not be a very feasible option. I mean, in the sense that export may not kick up in the AC because pricing parity is still different. I mean, pricing level is still different.
But if I want to take this any, because all PLI players will require 15 to 18 months to set up over there. And that is such time your increase input cost also will go up in terms of the phase manufacturing plan, which means that if both things work together, to my reading, your product becomes competitive even for export market, because today also the export is taking place. It doesn't mean that none of the players are doing export. Almost all players are doing some kind of export. The only question about the scale in export, which can be achievable once we have both the things going together on this line.
Okay. So you are saying that it is still achievable. It is not.
Yeah. See, but the question is, our Indian market itself is so big that, you know, the export comes at a later stage. Probably what will happen is you may find that
the OEMs today, because their volume may get slightly lower down compared to their all backward integration plan what they have, they may find their platform in order to carry out this export in the third party name in the particular country.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Yeah, no worries.
We have a follow-up question from Mr. Nikunj Bala. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Sir, not only the RM increasing, but the cost of production is also increasing at the same time. So do you believe the kind of a price increase which we would be taking in the future also at some point of time will have some kind of impact on the demand, or how much price elasticity you ascribe to that?
Nikunj, I can understand the fear of the consumers or having impact on the demand from the consumers if only our category prices are going up.
Right.
But if the prices are going up across all categories, your personal care to your home care or to any of the product which in your daily lives you are consuming it, probably then becomes a habit for the consumers that if I need to have a convenience and comfort, probably and the kind of advantage which I'm going to have from this product, I have to pay this extra amount because the increase in input cost has resulted into this kind of price hike, and probably they will not like, and in RD, it won't impact the demand. Because if I ever see a volume growth of 24%, which means that the customers or the demand is there, because retailers will not only store for keeping on the shelf, knowing very well that in the mid after quarter three, after the festival season, the demand will be learned from the customer side, more importantly from the weather perspective. Because till today, the air conditioner category is weather dependent, and still the larger share of the larger catalyst for the category remain the weather only.
Okay.
Furthermore, you have to understand that although there have been a price increase by all the brands together, there are various incentives also being provided in terms of at a reduced rate, the insulation or a subvention scheme, which we talk about largely buy now, pay later, which means even though with the increased price, I'm giving option for the consumers to pay over 8 to 12 installments. And by virtue of that, his outright price or outright cost on a pocket has actually come down significantly.
Okay. Sure. So, we might be having some kind of historical precedence so that we can make this judgment that, whenever there is a price increase across, the consumer have adapted to that, right?
Yeah, obviously, because otherwise, it doesn't mean, Nikunj, the price increase of 15% or 13 to 15% happened in one single quarter. It happened over the last 12 months if I compare Q2 of the current year vis-a-vis Q2 of the last year. Which means every price increase, customer has adopted and is mentally ready to pay for a higher prices because he needs that product in his research unit.
Right, sir. Okay. And then lastly, maybe it sounds more like an academic question, but sir, is it possible to give on a per AC basis how much, a kg of, say, copper or galvanized iron would be used in the RM breakdown perspective?
Nikunj, I see the question is, in many cases, it becomes a kind of confidential information,
right,
which you would not like to share, because otherwise, for general information, if you go on a net, it is clearly available.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Yeah, thank you, sir. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, if you wish to ask a question, please use the raise hand function or come in directly and ask the question by introducing yourself and your company name.
Shreya, if there are no more questions, I would like to, because I know I got late by 5 minutes to join, but if there is no more questions, we can conclude this call.
Sure, sir. As there are no further questions, we would now like to conclude this call. On behalf of Nirmal Institutional Equities, I would like to once again thank Voltas, Mr. Manish Desai, and all the investors for taking our time for this interaction. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks, Shreya, and I wish all of you a good evening for that matter. Okay, then we'll see.
Thank you, sir.